Well, because of the huge pressure Omicron is putting on the health system, Victoria is moving to what's called a Code Brown declaration for hospitals across the state. Such a declaration has never been made before, so what does it mean? Well, it requires that from midday tomorrow, only the most urgent cases may be seen in emergency departments. It also means the holidays of already stretched health workers may be cancelled. Samantha Donovan reports.
The stream of COVID patients being admitted to hospital, the 5,000 or so healthcare workers in isolation, and calls like this have led to the Code Brown declaration in Victoria.
We had a patient last week that was desperate for a PCR. They called 000, called an ambulance under the guise of having chest pain. They presented to the emergency department and were fast-tracked down to a resuscitation room, at which point they declared that they didn't have chest pain and they really wanted a PCR and wanted it quickly. That is an unbelievable misuse of resources.
That's the Royal Melbourne Hospital's nurse unit manager, Susan Harding. She says it's time for the Code Brown declaration.
We have spent the last 20 months considering the options of the community and what they needed, and what we're asking for now is that the community take into account what we need.
Moving to Code Brown means a formal structure is put in place to manage public hospital resources. The sickest patients will be given priority, and outpatient services may be moved to surgeries outside hospitals. The leave of health workers can be cancelled if absolutely necessary. All of Melbourne's metropolitan public hospitals are included, as well as six of the state's major regional hospitals. While the Black Saturday disaster in 2009 and the thunderstorm asthma event of 2016 saw some hospitals go to Code Brown, this is the first time there's been a system-wide declaration for Victoria. The state's Deputy Premier, James Molino, says the aim is to better share the load across the health system.
Things such as redeploying staff to work in areas of highest clinical priority. It means prioritising the offload of ambulance patients at EDs to get paramedics back on the road as soon as possible. For healthcare workers, this means they might be performing different roles than usual. So, for example, a nurse or doctor who normally works in elective surgery, which has been scaled back significantly, can now be redeployed, for example, to an emergency department where the caseload is much higher.
The Victorian government is stressing doctors will continue to make the decisions on who gets treated. Adam Horsburgh, the CEO of Austin Health and Victoria's deputy state controller, will oversee the operation.
We're making every effort both to maintain Category 1 surgery, but also cancer-related diagnostic and screening services.
Melbourne emergency physician Stephen Parnas is hoping the Code Brown declaration will make a difference.
I think what it means is that with the health system under such pressure, the things that we have taken for granted for most of our lives, the provision of expert medical care in a very timely manner, whenever it's about visiting the GP, attending hospital or calling 000, we can't take those things for granted at the moment. And so we must prioritise those things for where the greatest need and the greatest urgency is. There's no single rule here, but I would ask people to have a think before they make the call, and also to think about what options there are. And if they don't have those answers, to ask someone whom they think might have those answers. That's not always a doctor.
Should Victorians, particularly the elderly and people with health problems, be worried that they're not going to be able to get the care they need if they need it quickly?
I think everyone is worried. The levels of anxiety across the community are higher than I have ever seen. I don't want to add to that worry. What I want them to understand is that whenever they ask for help, we will do everything humanly possible to help. It's just that our resources to provide that help are more constrained than they have been for forever in my professional memory.
Tents are already set up outside some Melbourne hospitals to receive COVID patients. The Code Brown declaration is aiming to speed up the dropping off of ambulance patients at hospitals so paramedics can get to their next job without delay. Danny Hill is the secretary of the Victorian Ambulance Union.
Look, anything that improves staffing in the health system often has a flow-on effect to ambulance. It's a question of how much effect it will have. But literally, we're so strained. We have so many crews that are ramped at hospital and waiting to offload. So hopefully this puts a few more back in the system, which helps our members then offload their patients and get back on road.
The Secretary of the Victorian Ambulance Union, Danny Hill. Samantha Donovan with that report.